Thank you for tuning in to Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey, a Mosaic Senior Life podcast series created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life. Every day we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that these podcasts will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to Mosaic Senior Life's podcast, Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey. I am Mary Przinski.
And I am David Magner.
Today we are here with Jessica Witherspoon and Joanne Horlick to talk about nutrition for older adults. Jessica Witherspoon is a registered dietitian and clinical nutrition manager at Mosaic Senior Life. She received her bachelor's degree in nutritional sciences at McGill University in Montreal, Canada. She has 15 years of experience working with older adults in skilled nursing and long-term care. Joanne Horlick is a certified dietary manager. Her background includes attending a technical high school for culinary arts, associate's degree in hotel restaurant management, and a certified dietary manager training from the University of Florida. Joanne has worked in senior living and long-term care for 30 plus years and is currently the Senior Director of Dining for Mosaic Senior Life. Let's start with Jessica. What does a healthy diet look like for older adults? And do they need the same amount of calories and protein as when they were younger?
That's a really good question. As we age, our bodies do need fewer calories. However, they do still need lots of high level of nutrients, vitamins, minerals. Nutrition balance is important for all ages, and a balanced and healthy diet is very similar across all ages. You know, it's important for maintaining a healthy weight to prevent or slow progression of chronic illness. You want to prevent muscle and bone loss and promote and protect health and well-being. I tell everyone that variety is really important in a balanced meal because it's the spice of life, but also that's how you have a better chance of getting more nutrients all across the board. And so I recommend people keep nutrient-dense foods in your house, fruits and vegetables, beans, lentils, whole grains, nuts and seeds, and low-fat dairy and proteins are really important. If we're going to talk about calories and protein specifically, calorie needs do decrease in seniors related to gradual reduction in lean body mass and also reduced activity levels. However, protein needs actually increase, and that surprises a lot of people. As we age, we are at risk for losing muscle mass. That can lead to impaired immune function, poor wound healing, decreased brain function, a higher risk of falls and fractures, and a loss of independence. And so in order to help maintain your muscle mass and stimulate muscle protein synthesis, your needs actually increase as we get older. So my advice is to try to have one good protein source at every meal. Your basics, you got meat, chicken, fish, eggs, legumes are very good, dairy products like cottage cheese, yogurt, cheeses, and tofu, quinoa, all very good. I like to try to add in some healthy protein throughout the day wherever I can. So one tip is to get like a nut butter, like almond butter, peanut butter, put that on toast, crackers, apple slices, that's a great snack, or having nuts and seeds that you can throw onto a yogurt or a salad. Just little ways to get extra protein in your day. And then I wanted to talk about fats because fat really gives us energy. It also helps nutrient absorption, mood, brain function. So I just wanted to mention that focusing on healthy fats like omega-3 fatty acids is really important. Good sources are eggs, which are tough nowadays. fatty fish like salmon, chia seeds, avocados. And just a tip on the fats is that research shows that margarine can be worse than butter because of the trans fats. So when you're cooking or baking, it's better to choose like a healthy cooking oil like canola oil or olive oil.
So, Jessica, a common question I hear from caregivers or care partners is, if I can't get my loved one to eat three, you know, meals a day, and some of the suggestions that you made, what are some supplements that we should be giving our older adults, or what they should be taking?
Yeah, you know, it is ideal that all nutrients be obtained through a healthy, well-balanced diet, although it is often difficult. A multivitamin with minerals is, you know, usually a good idea. However, I would always check with your physician first. A supplement that I think everyone should be taking is a vitamin D3. And that is because where we live up in the Northeast, it's really hard to get that enough sunshine to help our body naturally produce vitamin D. And vitamin D3 is involved in absorbing calcium for stronger bones and also important for our mood. So foods that are high in vitamin D are like oily fish, like herring, salmon, mackerel, egg yolks, red meat, liver. But also there's a lot of fortified foods with vitamin D, like breakfast cereals, plant milks, fat spreads. But I do recommend that everyone take a vitamin D3 actual pill supplement. And then there are oral nutrition supplements, really popular ones like Ensure and Boost. And those I really recommend for temporary nutrition needs. For example, after surgery, if you're going through an illness, if you have an open area that needs to heal. My concern is that some people become reliant on liquid nutrition, thinking that they can just have the 2 cans of Ensure a day and they'll get all their nutrition needs. But like we mentioned earlier, variety is really important in really making sure that you are getting all your nutrition needs.
Something like a V8 be a great supplement as well, like just on top of the Ensure?
Yeah, you could definitely have a V8. My only concern is a lot of them are very high in salt, in sodium.
Good to know.
And as we get older with blood pressure issues, heart issues, kidney issues, you want to be careful with that. But that is a good option. I would recommend making homemade smoothies in place of like an oral, like an Ensure or a Boost. You know, you can get spinach in there. You can get all kinds of goodies, and then you make your own kind of supplement at home.
Mm-hmm.
So
what other important nutrition considerations are there as we age?
The two big ones I wanted to mention that I think are important are constipation and hydration. These two go hand in hand and can be a very major concern as we get older. There's 3 things involved in preventing constipation. Making sure you have enough fiber is one. The second one is drinking enough fluids. And the third one is activity. And as we get older, a lot of people, I have these little ladies that I call the tea and toast ladies. I think that's all they need. All I need is my tea and my toast. But unfortunately, you need more than that. And you want to maintain those regular bowel movements, preventing constipation. So fiber is really important for that. Back to your fruits and vegetables, beans, lentils, chickpeas, whole grains. One thing that I always do when I go to the grocery store and I get my bread, I always want to make sure that whole grains is the first ingredient on the label. Anything else, it could say enriched wheat flour, all-purpose flour, all of that will have much less fiber. And it's best to get fiber from food instead of supplements. Women are recommended to aim for at least 21 grams a day and men 30 grams. Other than helping to keep us regular, which is really important, fiber does also help lower cholesterol levels, can help manage your blood sugar levels, and prevent high blood pressure. And hydration. So if you're not drinking enough, you will become constipated. And hydration is, it can get really hard for us as we get older. I think a lot of people are nervous about having to use the restroom often and often just don't even realize that they still need to drink to stay hydrated because they're not moving a lot. They might not think, I just don't need to drink so much, but you still do. 30 milliliters per kilo or 1500 milliliters a day minimum, which is about 6 cups of fluids a day, is what we would recommend at least getting as we're older.
About those little packets, those that you can put in for flavor in the water. What do you recommend for that?
You know, there's a lot of them out there. A lot of them have electrolytes in them, which can be good, but also because you're not moving so much, it can be the opposite. You know, They're really beneficial for people who are moving a lot. sweating a lot. But what I like to do for my water, because especially in the colder months, I don't enjoy drinking water as much as I do when it's summer and I'm hot, is I'll take just like a little slice of lemon, squeeze it in there, mm-hmm. some cucumber slices, adding flavor. You could also do like popsicles. There's other things that fruits are naturally high in water. Watermelon is a great source of water. Tea, coffee, milk, milk alternatives, plant-based ones, soy, almond, oat, fruit juices. You know, there's lots of different ways to try to sneak it in. And so I would recommend having a variety of fluids at meals and in between meals to try to make sure you're meeting all of your fluid needs.
That's great information.
Yeah. Great advice. Thank you. Yeah. So, Joanne, as our loved ones age and we choose to care for them at home particularly, how do we manage their dining needs when they have difficulty chewing, which is something many are concerned about?
Well, you can modify textures of foods at home safely. You can either just use a cutting board and a knife, or you can get a food processor or blender, depending on what textures you need it. You can modify a regular diet to a chopped, a ground, or even a puree. A chopped diet would just be like about a half inch size piece, and you can do the meats and vegetables at the same time. And you can also do the ground, which would be done in a food processor. And then, you know, it really needs to be minced size, or the size of the tines of your fork, the space between the tines of your fork. And a really good source of a good tool that you can get information from is the IDDSI, which is the International Dysphagia Diet. They have a lot of information on their website about modified textures, which is the chopped in the ground, or what they call the minced and moist and soft and bite size, as well as the puree and how to modify it correctly to be safe.
How can we help the loved ones stay independent while maintaining their dignity and still ensuring that they eat enough?
Well, a lot of times, you know, our loved ones have a hard time picking up utensils or can't lift a cup or something like that. So there's a lot of things that you can do to help them. In like this setting, in long-term care, we would get the help of an occupational therapist, but at home, you wouldn't necessarily do that. But you might be able to just go like shop online and find a double-handled cup or something like that that they can grip and they can pick up and they can drink out of. Or sometimes it's just modified utensils, like maybe a built-up utensil, or they use weighted utensils for people with shakes and Parkinson's disease and things like that. Or you can even just switch to more of a finger food diet, where you can just modify the textures of your foods into bite-sized pieces, and they can pick it up and they can eat it safely, or even a sandwich that they can pick up and eat more independently than having somebody help them eat.
What's a built-up utensil?
So a built-up utensil is, it has a larger handle. So you can buy them built up, or you can buy a foam piece that goes onto it that slips over your regular silverware, and it's just easier for them to grip. Because as we get older, you know, our hands don't work as well as when they're younger. Mm-hmm. We can't pick things up the way we used to. So it's just easier for them to grip and be able to still self-feed themselves. Mm.
Question I see a lot as well, Joanne. What can we do for our loved ones who are losing weight and, you know, more importantly, who are having difficulty getting them to want to eat, maybe one meal a day, let alone three?
Well, I think you really need to find what they really like to eat first. You know, if they like to just eat grilled cheese sandwiches, I mean, buy a nice bread that has a lot of calories in it, use lots of good cheeses. But you can get really sneaky with some of your other foods. You can add items to them that you have in your kitchen at home. You can add butter, milk, heavy cream, cream cheeses, sour cream, and instant powdered milk, or even some sugars that will help increase the calories and make it more nutrient dense and kind of fatten them up a little bit, which is good. For example, like if your loved one likes oatmeal for breakfast, and, you know, oatmeal is, it's pretty healthy, but, you know, we would make a fortified oatmeal, and we would add like a heavy cream or an instant powdered milk, and we would add brown sugar and butter to make it, you know, more fatty so that our residents wouldn't continue to, or your loved one wouldn't continue to lose weight. You can do the same thing with mashed potatoes. Add cream cheese, add sour cream, add butter, add heavy creams to them. And that way they can get, you know, all the calories that they need and still hopefully enjoy what they're eating.
Well, listen, Mary and I thank you both, Joanne and Jessica, for coming on today's podcast and really discussing about the importance of proper nutrition for older adults. We appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you both so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's Mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life.org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.